For years, this community along Kinsman Avenue on Cleveland's east side has been known as the Forgotten Triangle. City streets populated by abandoned storefronts, ramshackle houses, and open lots filled with weeds and a history of illegal dumping.
We're talking not only refrigerators and burned out cars and those kinds of things, but also dead bodies.
Randall McShepherd and two childhood friends are working to paint a different picture for this neighborhood. They've pieced together grant money to finance an urban agriculture operation called Riddall Green, which features produce, a large composting facility, and even a tilapia fish farm. Partner Damien Forche dips a net into a bubbling tank and pulls out a half dozen wriggling fish.
Those sell for $7.99 a pound, so the average fish is about $10 because it's about like a pound, pound and a half.
Much has been made of the potential for urban farms to provide fresh foods and eliminate so-called food deserts. But there is increasing evidence that the growing, buying, and selling of food can do more than that for struggling neighborhoods. It can actually be a catalyst for economic revival. A recent study from Ohio State University examines this phenomenon. Author Parwinder Grewal says urban agriculture can help keep a community financially self-reliant.
In fact, the research that we are doing is indicating that cities can substantially enhance their local economy with this, by keeping the money within the community. Right now, so much money is leaking out of the communities because we have to buy food from outside.
According to OSU estimates, between $29 and $150 million could be retained within the city of Cleveland if abandoned properties were pressed into service for growing fruits and vegetables. Public markets that sell such produce can also help spur neighborhood revival. David O'Neill of the New York-based Project for Public Spaces has overseen the creation and rejuvenation of public markets around the country. Speaking at a recent community forum at the Idea Center, O'Neill pointed to the humble origins of a thriving market in Ann Arbor.
They took an old parking lot in a warehouse district of town, and they put up some very simple sheds so the farmers and the customers had a place where they could sell on bad weather. That created value. People said, oh, we could turn these empty warehouses into stores, and now they've created the Carytown Market District, all based on those very early transactions of $5 at a time, $3 at a time, creating a much, much larger value.
Randy McShepherd adds that there are also indirect benefits that can come from finding new uses for abandoned properties. He says his urban farm has prompted local officials to step up maintenance efforts in the neighborhood.
You know, we have a playground next to us. We're working with CPP to get streetlights turned back on. We've had some local streets paved, courtesy of the city of Cleveland. So it's really starting to feel like a community space.
McShepherd predicts that this urban agriculture project will yield about 18 jobs. That may not sound like much in a city rife with unemployment, but there are other signs of life in the community. Next door, Ohio State University is running another urban farm. Down the street, a different group is building a $17 million hydroponic growing operation, and a new cafe recently opened nearby, all using food to help revitalize an abandoned urban landscape. Granted, Kinsman Avenue is still far from a thriving thoroughfare bustling with commerce, but perhaps this new activity will pave a way forward and help people forget that this place was ever called the Forgotten Triangle. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.